What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Ken from North Carolina is. Ken, are you there?
I'm in North Carolina, but I'm from South Hill. Rumble on the Hill.
Okay,
all right, let's go, Puyallup, baby.
Oh. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
I'm going to stick around. No, I'm kidding.
All right. Well,
bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Ken has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Finish this famous slogan. It's not delivery. It's what?
Caesar knows.
Yes. What cruise line is doing a Hallmark Channel Christmas cruise?
Carnival.
No.
Princess.
No.
Hall of America.
No. What singer is often referred to as goddess of pop?
Aretha Franklin.
No.
I don't know. Madonna.
No.
Lady Gaga.
No. Mac Jones is currently playing for what NFL team?
Isn't he Chicago Bears?
No.
I don't know. 49ers?
No.
LA Chargers?
No. What November date does Thanksgiving land on this year?
The 28th.
Correct. Same name as a type of bird. What's the name of Captain America's cat?
I don't know. Pass.
Which continent has the most countries?
Continent has the most countries. It would be Europe.
No.
Africa.
Correct. Ken, you really could have used that cheat sheet. You got 3 correct.
Rats.
You know, I know Steve wasn't listening to the cheat sheet either. So that's a plus.
That is a plus.
Yeah.
We'll take it wherever we can get it.
And I was like, Ken has confidence. When I, you know, talked to him earlier, he was like, I can for sure beat Migs. So...
I thought the same thing once.
Ooh.
Actually, twice?
Yeah, you did.
How'd that go for you?
Still a loser.
Yeah.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
Finish this famous slogan. It's not delivery. It's what?
It's Amazon.
No.
It's not delivery. It's brown.
No.
I don't know. It's FedEx.
Wow. Wow. What cruise line is doing the Hallmark Channel Christmas cruise?
It's DiGiorno.
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
Wow.
What? Excuse me?
What cruise line is doing the Hallmark Channel Christmas cruise?
Alaska?
No.
Kiss?
No.
Pass.
What singer is often referred to as goddess of pop? It's not Carnival, but at least you know cruise line.
Which singer is goddess of pop? Taylor Swift?
No.
Beyonce?
No.
Mariah Carey? Oh
no. God. Mac Jones is currently playing for what NFL team?
New England Patriots.
No.
Oh.
That was last year.
Crap. Who the hell is he playing with now? I have no idea. Pass.
What November date does Thanksgiving land on this year?
The 28th.
Correct. Same name as a type of bird. What's the name of Captain America's cat?
Cockatoo?
No. Wow.
What just happened? My power went out inside my ears.
Clearly.
Hey, Sarah. Hey,
yes?
Sarah. How do you like Ken now? Ken's a winner.
Yes, Sarah.
Ken's did I ever say I didn't like Ken?
Bow down and recognize.
Yeah, you're like, oh, he had all the confidence, and oh, he only got three, poor Ken. No, Ken's a winner.
Say it,
okay,
Sarah.
Ken, how many did you get right since you're apparently so smart? Or how many
three.
And how many did Steve get right?
Two.
So what does that happen? What happens right there?
I guess Ken's the man.
Yeah.
You're a loser.
Oh, don't say that part, but Ken's a winner.
Ken, you are amazing. You are brilliant.
Ken,
so sorry I ever doubted you.
Thank you.
Those questions were hard.
Yeah, they were. They were Sarah questions. What do you expect? Who cares?
I agree.
Well, maybe if you listened on the men's room, you would have known that answer.
I bet the men's room don't even
Disney,
care.
A Disney cruise. Thanks. Yeah. No, thank you.
Okay, Ken and I are in a fight now, okay? I don't like you, Ken, anymore.
This game used to be a lot easier when guys were coming up with a question.
Yeah.
Well, maybe guys need to get a little bit smarter so they can reach my intelligence for me who's making the questions, okay? Female
Ken,
power, biatch.
Ever since 2024, now all of a sudden we gotta let women write questions. It's all gone downhill.
Also, I will say, I take that as a compliment that my questions are quote-unquote too hard.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, it says a lot about...
You're an excellent quiz master,
my brain.
Sarah.
Anyway, so three answers that maybe...
I bet George writes most of the good questions anyway.
Wow.
Like a good husband does.
No, but he does correct them when my answers are wrong. The cruise line doing the Hallmark Channel Christmas cruise that I'm pretty sure I'm probably going to see Ken on because he sounds like a jolly man is Norwegian Cruise Line.
Mm.
It sold out in like less than a few hours when they put that out.
I didn't even know that was happening.
The singer that's often referred to as the goddess of pop.
Is it Cher?
It sure is.
Oh.
And Mac Jones is currently playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Ah, yeah.
Yes.
Is he starting?
He is playing now because their starting quarterback, I don't know, is probably injured or something.
Okay.
I did find it funny that Ken was like, the girl question, see, it's a Disney cruise, no one cares about it, which was not a Disney cruise either.
It
was Norwegian.
And there's an NFL question, buddy. It's same name as a type of bird. What is Captain America's cat named?
No, only a woman would know that one.
I know. Only women like superheroes and...
No, cats.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But you can't name a type of bird?
Eagle, sparrow.
Goose.
Ah.
Ah. And then one you didn't get to.
Was it Captain Marvel or Captain America?
Captain America. Did I say Captain Marvel?
No, someone said Goose is Captain Marvel's cat, not Captain America.
What?
I didn't know that Captain America even had a cat.
Did you know Captain Marvel had a cat?
No.
Exactly. Shut up.
But she's a female superhero. I don't care. You know?
Yeah. What continent has the most countries, Steve?
Africa.
You know, if you just had rushed your questions, you could have tied Ken and we could have avoided all this.
Mm.
But I guess congrats to him for beating you.
As evidenced by the bomb cyclone yesterday, the bad weather is here, Rockaholics, which means that it is time for us to band together and bring as many coats to local kids in need as possible. It's Coats for Kids time, and there's an estimated 300,000 children living in poverty in our state, which means we want to make a little bit of a difference, right, Steve Miggs?
Oh, and the Rockaholics have already been stepping up. Obviously, we have a long ways to go, but they've been donating, and thanks to all the Rockaholics, I've done $20, $50, $100, hell, even $5. Any amount does help. Our goal is, what, $50,000? And I believe we could do it. We've done it before, and we could do it again.
Let's go. You can head to KISW.com to make your donation today.
The Daily Migs Show.
We have a simple question to ask our Rockaholics this morning, but you got to call us up now so we can ask you. 206-803-ROCK. A Marine Corps veteran in New Jersey, his name is Justin O'Donnell. He set a new world record for playing World of Warcraft for 3 days. 3 days straight. 78 hours and 30 minutes.
Did he sleep at all?
I think you would be disqualified if you did.
And how much Mountain Dew are you drinking?
That's a good question. He was probably all caffeinated up. He said he got physically tired, but he didn't actually have any real trouble focusing.
Man, I've never played World of Warcraft, but there are people who are obsessed with it. I don't know if they're as obsessed to do 3 straight days of it, though.
No, and apparently they did give him a 5-minute break every hour where he would like get like a snack or something like that. But 78 hours, that is bananas. So this, of course, leads us to want to ask our Rockaholics a very simple question. We're going to start with Justin in Ferndale. Our simple question is, what could you do for 78 hours straight?
Funny enough, that would technically be gaming as well. If I had a break from my kids, I'd be definitely doing that for 72 hours straight. Yeah,
I agree. Those kids get in the way of all the fun.
They do. It's like, but on the weekends, when everyone goes to bed, I go out in the garage, and that's dad time to play Beat Saber, Rock Band, and all my other games.
I was about to, so what's the song of choice for Rock Band?
Song of choice for Rock Band? It switches between, like, 21 Guns and 21 Guns for guitar, and then for drums, it's YYZ.
Oh, good choice!
Okay. I thought for a second, I was like, oh, do you have the Green Day special Rock Band? Because didn't they have a Green Day-specific Rock Band?
Yeah, and guess who owns it?
I'd imagine Taryn.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Danny. Of course, Danny.
Mike in Port Orchard, same simple question to you. What could you do for 78 hours straight?
Probably reading comic books and hanging out with my kids.
Yeah. Aw, look, we're trying to get a break from our kids, and Mike's trying to hang out with his kids.
Yeah, I work a lot, though, so if I had the chance to just chill with my kids, I would absolutely chill that.
What do you do for work, Mike?
It's not, like, a huge important job. I work at AutoZone, but
you got to put in the hours.
Commercial delivery driver. I drive around and deliver auto parts to different businesses.
Dude, Mike, but I'm with you, man. We were gone for a few days for our work convention, which, I mean, obviously it was a lot of fun. But, I mean, if I could take a week off just to just hang with my kid, just because you spend so many days away from your kid, and it's like when you see them again, you're like, I just want to hang out with you and not stop hanging out with you.
Exactly. And my kid is, she just turned 14, so she pretty much wants almost nothing to do with me most of the time anyway.
I remember those days.
I think I'd probably, like, put her in a bear hug or, like, a headlock or something and be like, nope, you're not going anywhere. We're hanging out.
Well, we're locking each other in the room, and we're going to have fun, damn it.
You will let me hug you. 206-803-ROCK, our simple question is going to Gray in Everett. What could you do for 78 hours straight?
Simple question, simple answer. I could sleep.
Oh,
that's like a year's worth of sleep, I feel.
Gray, how much sleep do you normally get overnight?
I would say probably about seven hours, decent amount. But I've hit the 70-hour mark before, so.
Wait, you've slept for 70 hours? Was that like after like a Vegas bender or something like that?
No. I don't know what happened, honestly. I'm going to be honest.
Did you have any medical help with that?
I know. Isn't that a coma?
Yes. Over the counter melatonin, maybe?
That sounds like more than melatonin, maybe.
All right, what about you, Taryn?
78 hours straight. I mean, honestly, I would probably go with I like the sleep idea for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe kicking it with my kid, though. Honestly, like, I know that sounds really silly, but because of the weird hours that we have, I always miss time with Barrett. And now that he's going to kindergarten, it's going to be even worse.
I think mine would be, I would just fall into a YouTube wormhole for 72 hours straight, or however many hours, 78 hours straight. I could just sit on YouTube and watch everything.
What's, like, your favorite type of video to watch on YouTube?
Currently, it's music, historians or what there's a music professor guy that breaks down music. Like last night I watched like a 10-minute video about the Counting Crows and Adam Duritz and how like after Mr. Jones, the success of that song, he wanted nothing to do with being a success. Even though the song is about how he wanted to one day become a successful rock star. Once he became a successful rock star, he's like, I need to hit pause on all this, and became a bartender at the Viper Room and took a break from being and didn't want to play that song. So I could watch those kind of videos. One after another, Rick Beato, that guy I talked about before, where he breaks down the like every song and what makes a song great. The next thing you know, I'm watching some political stuff that's just like, you know, about what's going on in the world with like the presidential race. And then I'm going into like a crazy DJ set. Like,
okay.
My YouTube algorithm is bonkers.
Just wait a minute.
And then wrestling.
Wait a minute, though. You are forgetting your favorite thing to watch on YouTube, which is Paw Patrol toys.
I will punch you. We have gone like 2, maybe 3 weeks without watching any of those LOL dolls and Paw Patrol toys on YouTube. Although right now I'm getting a little nervous because now we're watching a lot of Silly Miss Lily, and I am done with that.
What is that? What is Silly Miss Lily?
It's exactly what you think. This silly, fun woman doing silly, fun things on YouTube, and kids love it.
Oh, boy.
What about you, Danny? 78 hours straight. Guitar?
Oh, you know, I feel like my fingers would get just a little bit tired. Honestly,
because I'm getting mad at you because you post all these fun videos on social media. Like yesterday, you were jamming out to Good Charlotte.
I was. I always jam out to Good Charlotte.
And then I wound up listening to Good Charlotte because I wanted to hear it done properly.
No,
I'm
kidding. It's also fair. No, you know, honestly, I think I would if I could do it for 78 hours straight and then like not get full. I would just want to eat all the good food for just 78 hours straight. It's like chicken wings, pizza,
and at a restaurant or just at home.
You know, honestly, I would restaurant hop and just go to all and just try like literally everything and not get full. Oh, sounds glorious. I love food.
All right, now what about our friend Sarah? 78 hours straight. What are you doing?
If you guys don't know my answer, especially after being in San Diego with me,
it's the club.
It is the club.
If you do not stop dancing, it's insane.
Yeah, if there was a club that was open 24/7, I would be in trouble.
You don't stop dancing even when there's not a club. There's been times where we're like standing at the airport and then all of a sudden Sarah's just swaying back and forth. I'm like, what are you doing?
She's twerking to the beats in her head, Danny.
Yeah.
It was like 3 a.m. We weren't even in a club. She was just drunk outside of a club doing a pole dance on one of those street signs.
Oh, yeah.
I was.
I have a video.
I don't know if I want to see it, to be honest.
And in all fairness, I did start playing music on my phone next to her, so she had at least something to listen to while she was doing the pole dance.
Even when a car alarm goes off, I like find that beat, and I'm oh, yeah, I could easily dance for 78 hours straight.
Oh, no, not the chanting again.
Yeah,
The Daily Mix Show.
Which band do you think has the highest grossing rock tour of all time? And no, Taylor Swift's backing band does not count.
Okay.
And it's not Limp Bizkit.
No, Taylor Swift has like the highest grossing of just all of music.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
And I mean, and the more she tours, the more she crushes that record. But this is rock bands.
So they tabulated the numbers. And the top grossing band is in. It is...
I like Coldplay, but I am booing this selection of a song. I hate. I'm only a Coldplay fan, just like Radiohead. First three records, then I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
I would also like to point out that, again, Steve sent me the list without telling me what songs to play. Yeah. So I just went top song, and this was their top song.
I can't argue that it's probably their most popular song with everybody. But, man, I like some of their older stuff.
The Music of the Spheres World Tour has grossed $945.7 million.
Dude, they do stadiums. They do those big festivals. I mean, they're doing like, you know, they'll do like Lumen Field. I mean, they're just, it's crazy that the first time I ever saw Coldplay was at the Showbox.
Oh, wow.
Which, I mean, it was their very first U.S. show. They just came over to America. They did like an end session, got to see that too. That was pretty cool.
Were a lot of people wearing yellow?
No.
Sorry, it was a bad.
But all the lights went yellow, and I thought it was the most mind-blowing thing. Also, I smoked a lot of weed back in those days. But, you know, turning the lights on yellow when they're singing yellow, I was like, this is just next level.
Do you hear how edgy this guy is? He was smoking doobies at the Coldplay concert.
Yeah. Some of the devil's cabbage. I was probably the most badass person there.
You're going to be the most badass person at Limp Bizkit tonight, Steve Miggs.
You better watch out.
Are you ready to round out the rest of the top five? These are the highest grossing rock tours of all time.
So anyone else seen Coldplay or am I the only idiot?
Nope. Aww.
Okay. Just make it. Maybe you went for, you know, a bet. I don't know. You lost a bet and had to go. I don't know. I've seen them more times than I can remember.
Oh, Lord. Here is number two.
Now, would you consider Elton John, though, rock?
Hell yeah.
Really? I don't know if I would.
I mean, rock's pretty damn hard.
Is this one of those examples?
Maybe not so much Tiny Dancer.
I mean, I can entertain the argument that some people would consider him a rock artist or a rock band, but he's not a rock band. He's just a boot. I just consider him pop.
Yeah.
Right?
And I've never seen him
He's about as rock as Taylor Swift, I feel.
I've never seen him in concert, but the Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, $939.1 million.
But as rock as Taylor Swift, and he also probably wears just as many sequences as Taylor Swift in a concert. Yeah, I've never seen Elton John, though. I would love to see Elton John. I don't think he's touring anymore, right?
I think he's completely farewelled now.
And none of us have seen him.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Coming in at number three on the list of the top highest grossing rock tours of all time.
Both of your faces right there. I wish I would have had a camera rolling.
I say that, but I kind of wish I would have seen you two at some point. I've had a couple of opportunities, and I passed it up, and then now I look back, I'm like, it would have been cool to see them back when I wasn't as disgusted by their music.
I've never been able to get into U2, but my husband loves them, and he's always like, if you just would go see them with me, and I said, it doesn't matter if the ticket is free, I will not go with you.
Oh, so that's
I just really can't stand this band.
So you couldn't even sit through a concert?
Mm-hmm. I don't think I could.
What about at the Sphere? Because they did the Sphere, right?
I'd rather see the Eagles at the Sphere than U2.
Wow.
Honestly.
No, I'd much rather go see U2.
The U2 360 tour has grossed $736.4 million. Coming in at number four.
They get the last laugh, Taryn. Who cares if you're not going to go see them? I think enough people have seen them that they're doing okay. Yeah.
Number four on the list of the highest grossing rock tours of all time.
Now we're cooking with butter. Give me that cowbell, Steven Adler.
The Not In This Lifetime tour has grossed $584.2 million.
I've seen them when they reunited with Slash and Duff, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Axl and the Guns N' Posers when he hired a bunch of guys and they did like the Tacoma Dome. It was pretty good. I still wish I could go back in time though and see the original five.
Oh my gosh, that's been legendary. Rounding out the top five, the top grossing rock tours of all time.
I mean, would you consider them rock? I'm kidding.
I've seen them twice in recent years. They were fantastic. They can take my money every time. A Bigger Bang tour grossed $558 million.
I saw them once, and I only lasted a couple songs. Not because I thought they sucked. I'm just not a big Rolling Stones fan. I just wanted to go so I could say I've seen the Rolling Stones.
So did you enjoy? Did they have an opener that you were excited about or anything? Or
I think it was Dave Matthews.
Oh, wow.
And actually, I enjoyed Dave Matthews more.
He's pretty great.
He was fantastic.
He is not on this list, though.
No, but I'm sure he's doing okay financially.
Oh, yeah.
So I've seen three of the five. How about you?
Two of the five.
Danny, zero of the five?
Zero.
Sarah, zero of the five? No, Mastodon, zero. I know. Now that you're a metal babe.
Yeah, it's not Lamb of God, you guys. Come on.
Right.
206-803-ROCK. We want to know, have you seen any of these bands that have the highest grossing rock tours of all time? Coldplay, Elton John, U2, Guns N' Roses, or the Rolling Stones? Call in now if you have ever seen any of these bands live. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
206-803-ROCK. We want to know, have you ever seen any of these bands in concert? Coldplay, Elton John, U2, Guns N' Roses, or the Rolling Stones? They are the highest grossing rock bands of all time. And we want to know what you thought of the show.
I've been 3 for 5 for me. Was it 2 for 5 for you?
2 for 5 for me.
And 0 for 5 for Danny and Sarah.
206-803-ROCK. Jessica, you're in Everett, but you traveled a great distance to see Guns N' Roses.
I did, yeah. A pretty far distance. I went all the way to Tokyo.
Okay, I saw them in Tacoma, but that's no Tokyo.
Well, to be fair, I didn't go to Tokyo for them. They just happened to be playing there while I was there. And, of course, I had to take advantage. It was amazing.
So, Jessica, you like I do this all the time. Wherever I'm going, like we went to San Diego, I'm like, what bands are playing while we're there? Because how cool. So that and you saw Guns N' Roses playing. Where did they play?
It was actually a festival that was going on. I think a two-day festival. I only went to the one day, but they had all kinds of random bands. Weezer was there. I got to see Weezer. Hoobastank.
Yeah!
Is you. It was a little while ago, but it was so fun.
Worth the money?
So worth the money. Absolutely.
And who was in Guns N' Roses when you saw them? Was it Axl and a bunch of hired hands, or was Slash and Duff part of it as well?
I did see Slash. Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
Right on, Jessica.
Steve, in Bellevue, you also saw GNR in the early 90s?
Yeah, that's right. The user tour at the Tacoma Dome, and that was with I believe that was all the original members. They may have subbed in Soren on drums,
yes.
But everybody else was there.
Was that the show with Metallica and Faith No More, or was that a different tour?
No, that was a different tour. It was an awesome show. So much so that my buddy Johnny bought a $25 concert shirt, and we were like broke college kids. We lost Johnny, couldn't figure out where he was, found him passed out on my car. He had puked all over the front of his $25 concert shirt, and totally puked all over the front of it. And we're like, Johnny, what's up, man? Oh, I was in the pit. I couldn't get out of the pit, so I just puked on myself.
Oh,
well,
no.
That's one way to get out of the pit.
Poor Johnny.
Like, okay, make room for Johnny.
Dude, I remember paying for a pay-per-view back in the day when they'd have pay-per-views. They would do pay-per-view concerts, and one was for Guns N' Roses during the Use Your Illusion tour, and opening for them was Soundgarden.
Oh,
and it was, I have it on VHS somewhere, so if you ever want to borrow it.
You know I do.
Yeah.
I got a VHS player somewhere. Steven and Everett, you saw three out of the five bands, just like Steve Miggs. Which three did you see?
I've seen Coldplay. I've seen Guns N' Roses, the Hired Hands version.
Okay.
And I saw U2.
And so of those three, which one was your favorite?
The Coldplay one.
And Stevie is this is our buddy Stevie, Green Bay Packers fan, and you're a massive metalhead. Like, you know, I mean, Hatebreed and Megadeth. So for you to say that Coldplay was your favorite of those, that's a testament to how good they are live.
Yeah, well, the kind of side reason we wanted to go see them because Fiona Apple was opening. So
I saw her at the Moore Theater once and it was so great.
Absolutely. 206-803-ROCK if you've ever seen Coldplay, Elton John, U2, GNR, or the Rolling Stones.
And all five of them have been seen by our production director, the man, the myth, the legend, the voice of Straight to the Commons, Jason.
Good morning.
Hello,
good morning, Jason.
Good morning. So you've seen all five?
All five, yeah. Coldplay multiple times, U2 two or three times, Rolling Stones once, Elton John when he was touring with Billy Joel at Wrigley Field, did two nights there, saw that, and then who was the fifth
GNR?
One?
GNR?
GNR, yes. GNR was in a little campground, 4-H fairground in northwestern Illinois with Metallica on a tour in the early 90s, I want to say 94 or 95, in Pecatonica, Illinois, and just a nightmare scenario to get in and get out of there, but
like White River,
worse than White River. Oh, I mean, small geez, town man. Fairground, worse than White River, but phenomenal.
Worth it. If you could go back and see one of those bands one more time of the five, which would you go see again?
Oh, you're gonna hate my response to this,
no,
but it's U2. It was after the attacks on 9/11, and they were playing United Center, and they pulled these big drapes up that were linen drapes, and they put every person's name on there as they sang the song Walk On in tribute to everyone who lost their lives on 9/11. And it gives me chills right now talking about it. There was nothing more moving than that moment.
So that was your favorite of the five?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I remember seeing that. And that was just incredible what they did there.
And then Coldplay after that, and then Elton John. And, I mean, everyone was great for a different reason. There's not one that I really like over the other, but that experience with U2 at United Center, just chilling.
Yeah.
Mm. Chilling.
206-803-ROCK. Have you seen any of these five bands, Coldplay, Elton John, U2, GNR, or Guns N' Roses? Or the Rolling Stones, excuse me. Chris and Everett, you saw two of the five.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, hey. I saw the Steel... So the Steel Wheels tour for the Rolling Stones was like 94. They were playing with Guns N' Roses. Can't remember what tour it was, but they came out with Knocking on Heaven's Door. Saw them with In Living Color.
Oh, I remember that tour. Yes.
Yeah, they rock, man.
Yeah, that was right when Living Color just broke big with Cult of Personality.
Oh yeah, Bob from Tacoma, you saw U2 at the Paramount, and they got a guy from the crowd to do what?
Well, I was watching him, and a guy from the crowd handed a cassette tape to Bono, and Bono made a statement about how that's how they started, was a garage band handing somebody a tape, and so they pulled him up on stage and handed him a guitar. And they wanted him to play with the band, and the guy just stood there, and Bono, they stopped, and Bono asked him what's wrong, and he said, I play the drums. So he hopped on the drum kit, and that kid rocked. It was amazing.
So he played a U2 song with them?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, in a small venue, Paramount. It was, and that was in their Surrender tour when they before they really got big and started playing the great big huge venues.
I would have liked to have seen them back in those days, like, you know, Joshua Tree and earlier. I feel like that there were some good U2 songs.
Oh, it was amazing. Probably one of the best concerts that I'll remember the rest of my life.
Bob, did you ever find out if that guy, did his band make it, the guy with the cassette?
It was Dave Grohl.
Never followed up, never knew who he was.
It was Dave Grohl.
That was his 5 minutes
and
of
fame. That's Kurt Cobain spotted him and said, you know what, he should be our drummer.
The Daily Migs Show.